Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin is our guest. We've got lines open, actually. Four lines open, as a matter of fact, which is rare when Jimmy is our guest, but maybe partly because I wasn't giving out the number very much last hour, but I'll give it out now, 888-318-7884. If you have a question, you're welcome to call, and you should not feel in any way excluded if you're not a believer or you're from a different faith, whatever. Everybody's welcome here if you've got a question. 888-318-7884. I will say this. We love talking about the Catholic faith. We love talking about the Bible, morals, all that stuff. And I don't know anybody who's more willing to just take whatever question comes. Jimmy, I can tell you this. We'll take your question seriously and give you the best possible answer. We would love it if you would pick up that phone and come in. 888-318-7884. If we fill up those lines, that will allow us to do a little fundraising this hour as well. Jimmy?
And I want to just give people an update on where we are. We did make, not by a huge amount, but we did make our $20,000 match for last hour. So yay, all the people who called in, their money will be at least doubled, and for some it'll be tripled. We'll explain how that works again in just a moment for our new audience that came in at the top of the hour. But we did make the match last hour, but you know what that means, Cy Kellett? It all resets.
Where's resetting?
Now. So we've got another $20,000 match for this hour, and it works the same way as last hour. Every dollar you give in or pledge in the next hour is going to be doubled. So if you give $100, it's going to become $200 to us. In addition to that, we have a second match, which is for people who give a one-time donation of $500 or more. That will be matched again. So if you give $500, it'll become $1,000 because of the initial match, and it'll become $1,500 because of the second match. So that's $500 becomes $1,500. It's tripled. Also, if you are not currently a supporter and you make a recurring pledge of $20 or more a month, then that will also be matched again. So $20 times 12 months is $240. Doubling that again because of the initial match, it'll become $480, but it's really going to be tripled. So it'll become $720. So if you can afford $20 a month, which loads of people can afford, that'll become almost $1,000 to us, $720. So please do give us a call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We have 15 open lines for you to call, so it won't take long, but you just need to call the number, 888-291-8000. You can also, from anywhere in the world, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do that 24 hours a day if you're listening on delay, you know, on podcast, on YouTube, and we're not currently doing the drive live. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even after the drive, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
A lot of excitement in the building here because all of your calls come right into this building, and we met that match first hour. That's exciting to start out with a good solid first hour like that. So I'm going to go straight to the phones and let Jimmy answer some questions because I know that's what people would prefer. As Jimmy said, lots of lines open, so make that call, 888-291-8000, and get those matches. Let's go to Will in Alexandria, Virginia, watching on YouTube. Will, very grateful for your call. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So when questions about the Septuagint, aside from the Martin Luther taking out the books and are there other doctrinal differences between Catholics and Protestants on the Septuagint?
Well, okay, saying Martin Luther took out the books from the Septuagint's a bit of an oversimplification, but long term, that is what happened. And you won't find the deuterocanonical books printed in a typical Protestant Bible today. The historical process is a little more complex than that. The Septuagint is not itself a matter of doctrine. It's a source of doctrine, you know, because it contains doctrines. And there are some differences, most notably in Second Maccabees. It has a passage that has long been interpreted by Christians like Catholics and Orthodox, and even by Jews who don't regard it as scripture, as supporting prayer for the dead, which links up to the doctrine of purgatory. There, aside from the seven books that are famous for not being in the Protestant Old Testament at all, there are also two books, Daniel and Esther, that have some passages in them. It's not the books Daniel and Esther are in the Protestant Old Testament, but in the Septuagint or Greek translation of the Old Testament, they also contain some additional passages that aren't in the modern Protestant Old Testament. But these things tend not to impact doctrine directly because there aren't a lot of doctrines that are based on just one passage. They tend to be echoed throughout different books of the Bible. And so the use of the Septuagint is not really a dividing point, except when it comes to the deuterocanonical books and passages. So Protestant scholars use the Septuagint too. Sometimes it contains better readings that are more original or appear to be more original than the books of the Hebrew text. And so Protestant scholars use the Septuagint in their attempts to figure out the original text of the books of the Bible in the Old Testament, just like Catholic scholars do. In fact, they work on the same committees as part of the same organization. So the Septuagint itself is not really a source of much division, except when it comes to the seven deuterocanonical books and passages from two other books. But the differences are primarily canonical, meaning do you consider these books canon, rather than theological. They don't impact teaching or belief so much.
I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you very much for the call. I will leave it there. We have 12 of our colleagues ready to take your calls right now. Four are engaged, and that's very nice to see. We've got a long way to go because we've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. The way it works here at Catholic Answers Live is we come to you each quarter and ask you to fund us for the next quarter. And that's only worked for about 30 years. So we've come to rely on you, depend on you. This is not something that can happen without you. I can tell you that. The money that is given goes directly into paying the electric bills and the technical people and all of us here to get this job done. And if when you think about a couple hundred thousand that we will try to raise each quarter, that will give dozens and scores and dozens more of, lots and lots and lots of hours of what we think is very high quality media. So it's an extraordinary bang for the buck. That goes all around the world. It reaches people in all conditions, people that are in prison, in hospitals, lots of people on the road, people at home. So your help is needed right now. If you could pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. I really am going to try to let Jimmy answer as many questions as we can get to him today, if we can keep those lines going. We've got a long way to go, about almost $18,000 left of match money this hour, 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, I want to ask you in just a moment to tell us what thank yous we have for the people, but since you previewed a question without asking me the question last hour, I'm going to return the favor this hour. So I'm not asking you to do that yet. I wanted to mention, though, something I did mention last hour, which is in order to make our goals, now we need support at every level possible. that includes some higher gifts. And we were blessed to have some higher gifts last hour. We had some $500 gifts. We had some few $1,000 gifts. We even had one $5,000 gift. That's all awesome. It really helps, as do gifts on every level, all of which we appreciate. But one of the things I noted last hour is you may need to check before making a big gift. You may need to check with your banker. You may need to check with your stockbroker. You may need to check with your spouse. You know, you may need to just make sure it's okay. Now, if you know it's okay, please, it'll help us if you can make that gift, those larger gifts now. But if you need to check, you know, do the checking you need and be ready tomorrow or Thursday, because we will need to hear from you before the end of the drive. So just wanted to mention that. But we do want to also thank people who donate. So Sykellit, tell us what thank you gifts we have available this time.
First-time donor in Pennsylvania, Dan, gave $25 plus the fees, and he loved Jimmy's explanation of dinosaurs. Thank you very much for... I did too, Dan. Thank you very much for that. $250 donation from Kevin in Washington. First-time giving, and he joined the church this Easter. So, Kevin, welcome home. Praise
He's
God.
He's paying it forward.
Yeah, and thank you very much for that. Hopefully, many more souls will hear the full of the truth here, and many more will come into the church. But thank you for your support, Kevin. Jason in Wintersville, Ohio, which I'm told is near Steubenville, says his son always listens when they drive to Little League, and he donated $250 one time plus fees. He's a first-time donor. Jason, thank you. And Jason's son, thank you for joining us each day on the way to Little League. June from Maryland, a $500 gift plus fees. Now, We have brand new listeners and all that. She's been listening. She says 15 to 20 years. Thank you, June. 888-291-8000.
Yeah. Now, Sykellit, I previewed the question I was going to ask you, and then I asked you the question, and you didn't answer it. I'm guessing that might have been either because, A, you were distracted, or B, I phrased it as an imperative rather than a question. I said, tell us about those, which is technically an imperative rather than a question. So let me put it as a question just so we're clear.
Okay.
Will you please
tell
us about the thank yous we have this time?
I totally thought you meant the people that I had to thank. That's the way I
know the thank you gifts.
The thank you gifts is what it's. Yes, I can do that, Jimmy. No problem. I thought you meant thank people. All right, so that was a misinterpretation.
No, thanking people is good too. It's just not what I was trying to set up.
I'll tell you
we
what.
We want to thank people.
If you can commit, we've told you about the matches, the $20,000 match that covers any gift and any amount this hour until we've used it up. A second match for anyone who can give a $500 one-time donation. A second match separately for anyone who can make a $20 a month pledge. But what if you can give a $50 one time? Well, we've got a beautiful new book, a topic I'm really glad someone has undertaken to write about, The Apostolate of Courtesy from Robert Grieving, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. And sometimes it seems like a lot of us have forgotten those. I know I have on many occasions. So manners, we'll be happy to send it to you, a $50 gift, and we'll send that to you.
Like if you're going to call people blind guides and hypocrites, say it with a smile.
Now, who would you be referring to? That, of course, would be Jesus. I'll tell you what, you need some evidence for Jesus. If you can come in at the $500 level, that's called a segue. Evidence for Christ, the new book from Jimmy Akin, How We Know That Jesus is the Messiah. We'll give you The Apostolate of Courtesy, and we'll give you Evidence for Christ at that $500 level. And remember, every gift of $500 or more is double match. The money is tripled right now, 888-291-8000. I will say this, we have a lot of lines waiting. Our colleagues take the afternoon off basically to sit by the phone. I'm sure they got their work with them, but their phone is set to answer your calls right now. And every call that is made comes into this building, and there are 15 people waiting for your calls right now, 888-291-8000. I think I got the right thank yous that time. Did I get that?
There you did.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Let's. How about we take a question, Jimmy? Before we go back to the phones?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Michael in New York, watching on YouTube. Michael, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. How you
doing?
Hi,
Michael.
I just had a question about regarding the morality and use of AI, specifically generative AI. I know one common objection I see online is that because of the training models that they use, that some people tend to refer to it as like, oh, stolen art. I know it's a common buzzword that's common. So what exactly would be the morality of using generative AI? Should that be something we should be concerned about?
Well, it's something that warrants a measure of concern, but it's also something that warrants a measure of flexibility. Now, anytime you have a significant technological development, what's called creative destruction happens in the marketplace. If someone's come up with a new and better way to do something, then it's going to harm some individuals, but it's also going to open up new opportunities and make life better. A classic example from the dawn of the 20th century is that's when cars were invented, and people found out that cars were better to use than horses. Well, what that meant is that all of the horse breeders ended up having to get a new line of work. Not all of them, but almost all of them had to get a new line of work, but still it was better to have cars available than just horses. You know, for example, if you have, if someone's having a heart attack, you can get them to the hospital quicker in a car than if you got to hitch up a buggy and get them in the buggy and get the buggy to the hospital and so forth. So cars made things better, but there was a cost to that. And we're looking at something similar with generative AI. There are new tasks, and not just generative AI, but AI is able to do some things in a way that is better than the way they've been done previously. And that means that we're in another transitional period that is similar to the one from horses to automobiles. And the goal is not to stop creative destruction from happening, because otherwise we'd still be back in the Paleolithic, you know, the old Stone Age. If we didn't have, we didn't allow innovation and we didn't allow creative destruction and we weren't willing to bear the costs associated with it, then there would be no progress and we'd still be back at the dawn of human technology in the Paleolithic. So the goal is not to stop AI from being able to do things better. Now, AI has its own dangers, and we want to stop it from doing dangerous things. But if it's stuff like, you know, help me with this research question, or paint me a pretty picture, or, you know, help me develop a song or something like that, well, there's nothing wrong in principle with that. And now it's the training models that AI uses are based on prior human work. But I think there are a couple of things to note here. The first one is current, and this has gone back for, you know, years and years and years. Current intellectual property law admits what's known as fair use, where you can take a concept from previous intellectual property and transform it in some way to generate new intellectual property. And that's what generative AI does. It doesn't just copy and paste from previous intellectual property that it's been trained on. It transforms previous intellectual property into a new form, which is in principle in line with the fair use provisions of U.S. copyright law. But we do want to make sure that people who have contributed work that's in the training models get compensated in a fair way. Now, the fact I just mentioned this is transformative means it's not purely stealing. You could argue that in a particular case, but all of the generative AI that I've seen is so transformational, I don't think that you could just call it stealing. I think that's an oversimplification. But for people who have contributed intellectual property to training models, I think there does need to be a way of making sure they're justly compensated. I don't think that means you know, refusing to use generative AI. I think that I'm sure people who produce, who have traditionally produced intellectual property would like that. But I think that you can't just look to the interests of one set of people as opposed to society as a whole. Otherwise, like I said, we'd be back in the Paleolithic, and we'd still be using horses rather than automobiles if you just look to the interests of one set of people. But we do want to manage the transition in a way that is beneficial to as many people as possible. That can include compensation for people who contributed to training models, perhaps, for example, by giving them, you know, a low-level royalty or something like that for a period of time. But I think that this area is so new and so in flux that the law hasn't yet had a chance to catch up, and how exactly this transition is to be managed will need to be worked out over a period of time as the law finally catches up with technology. So I would say for now, we've identified some valid concerns that need to be addressed in some fashion. How they should be addressed is going to take some time to work out. And say in a taking a no AI ever, it's always, always, always direct theft from someone, that's a misrepresentation.
And thank you very much, Michael, for the question. I just want to let folks know where we are. We, in addition to taking calls and answering questions as we do every day, we're also trying to raise the money to be fully funded for the next 3 months. That's what we do each quarter, come to you and ask you for that funding. And we're about a quarter of the way to the $20,000 match for this hour, and we're getting close to halfway through the hour. So we need to pick that up a little bit if we're going to make it. You have always come through for us in the past, and so we have a great deal of confidence there. If you could pick up that phone and call, you're going to get one of 14 people who are just sitting waiting for your call right now, right here in our offices. If you'd like to be done quickly, just tell them you'd like that, and you can get done in about 90 seconds, 888-291-8000, or tell them your story. They love hearing your story of why you're supporting Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000.
So we're about a third of the way through this hour, and we're not quite a third of the way to our goal. So we're behind a little bit, but, you know, we're making progress. We need to make a little more progress, and you can help us do that by going to by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You also, if you just have your phone with you and you don't want to call, you can text the word Catholic to the number 24365. Easy to remember because it's the number of hours in a day and the number of days in a typical year. So 24365. Text the word Catholic, and it'll hook you up with how to make a donation over your phone. We do need to hear from you, though. We have a lot of people who are just waiting to take your call. We have 13 of them who are currently waiting to take a call. Only three of our fellow Catholic Answers employees are actually on calls right now, so we got lots of lines open, but you can help fill them up, and we're going to be coming up in a few moments. Now, we're so close to the bottom of the hour break, we won't be able to take another call before the break comes, so you won't miss anything. That makes this a good time to give us a call, 888-291-8000. We're about 30% of the way towards our goal, but since we're coming up to the halfway mark, we need to get to 50%. So we need to get to the $10,000 mark, and we're not yet close to $10,000. We're only at $5,500. So please help us get to the halfway mark for this hour, at the halfway point in this hour. Otherwise, the last half hour is going to be really intense. We're going to have to do a lot of intense fundraising there if we don't hear from you now. But this is a great time to call. So call 888-291-8000. Let's see how many phone lines we can get filled up. Currently, we have four people on the phones and another 12 who are waiting to take your call. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. But we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, and we really need to hear from you. So once again, 888 888- 291-8000.
This hour, our goal is 20,000. If we meet our goal each hour, we'll have Catholic Answers funded for the next 3 months. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match. Everything up to $20,000 is matched, and about, as Jimmy said, just about 15,000 of that left. That means every gift automatically doubled until we use up that money. But there's a second match. Any one-time gift of $500, or separately, if you can make a monthly pledge of $20 or more, we have donors who will match those pledges. So can you come in at the $500 level right now, 888-291-8000? It's $1,500 to us if you do. Could you make? Could you start a new monthly pledge of $20 or more, maybe $25, maybe $50? That will be tripled for us right now, 888-291-8000. We'd love to send you the books. As I mentioned, the $500 level, if you can come in at that $500 level, we're going to send you both books that we've got to give away, the Apostolate of Courtesy from Robert Grieving, and the brand new book from Jimmy Akin, Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus Is the Messiah. Pick up the phone and call now. Perfect time. As Jimmy said, we're going to be away for a couple minutes, so perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. Let's keep them busy in there, 888-291-8000. Catholic.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Let me just give you a little update. We're one-third of the way there. It says on my screen 33% of the way to using up a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. One-third of our lines are currently full. We've got 18 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. Six of them are engaged right now. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. And
Si, I just want to add a point of context, because you said we are 33% of the way to our goal. But for folks to know whether that's good or bad, we also need to tell them how far we are into the hour. And we're halfway through the hour. So we're a third of the way to our goal, but we're halfway through the hour. That means in the next half hour, we need to raise two-thirds of our goal.
Exactly.
So we really need to hear from folks. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And we are going to need some larger gifts if we're going to make up that two-thirds in the next 30 minutes. Just being honest with folks, just telling you like it is. And here's someone else who tells it like it is, which is Chris Check.
Hey, Chris Check.
Yes, I like that's good to tell it like it is. I think that I think Jesus wants us to do that. Right? Yeah. Let your yes
so
mean yes.
So does Carlo. He always insists. No lying. He's always telling me.
Yeah,
no
I'm with Carlo on that. Look, my friends, there are 11 lines open right now. The phone number is 888-291-8000. Let's get that. Oh, now 12 lines. Let's get that below 10. Let's get it into single digits. 888-291-8000. I want to underscore and second what Jimmy said about large gifts. In the previous hour, we had a $5,000 gift and a few $1,000 gifts. And those are the ones that, you know, had we not got those, received those, then, you know, we might not have made our goal.
Right.
So we need to do that again in the second hour. So I want to make a special appeal to those of you who have been especially financially blessed. Maybe you've never supported Catholic Answers in the past. Maybe you've been supporting us for a long time. But this now is a good time to step forward with a four or even potentially five-figure gift if you're capable of doing something like that because of the extraordinary way that it's going to be matched. 5,000 becomes, what, 15? Or 10?
15,000.
That's 15, right. Okay, yeah. So that's crazy. That's just crazy. That's so magnificent. And my friends, maybe
crazy in a good way.
Yes. Well, that's how the youth say it. That's crazy, right? That's how the youth. The youth.
Yeah.
888-291-8000. 11 lines open. So you may think I don't want to put $5,000 on my credit card. That's great. All you need to do is call 888-291-8000 and say you want to send in a check, and we can send you an invoice for that or send you a postage paid envelope, and we can count that pledge towards the match because we believe you that you're going to send it in. 888-291-8000. Here's another way, Cy. Jimmy, I know you guys, being the high-rolling investors that you are, have been watching this very carefully. The stock market is at an all-time high. And so many people listening, or some people listening, may be thinking, okay, well, I face a risk of capital gains here. We can accept gifts of securities, and you can avoid paying those capital gains taxes. And if you go to Catholic.com and hit the Give button, it explains to you how that can be done. Or simply call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, and say, I'd like to make a gift of appreciated securities to Catholic Answers, and someone will get in touch with you and walk you through that. That's another way to make a substantial gift. We also take all the cryptos, right?
Oh, yeah, there is. We have a crypto. So Phil figured that out. We can take crypto now.
So, yeah, exactly. So if you, again, 888-291-8000, and we can walk you through that, or go to Catholic.com to the Give page. Indicate that gift is for radio. So if you have appreciated Bitcoin or all the other ones,
since you're going to the digital money, I'll go the other direction. You can also give wheat.
we do have a fellow who gave us wheat. He actually gave us the monetary value.
Oh, okay, I see.
All right, 888-291-8000. So if you've been especially financially blessed, I'm going to be straight with you, as Cy promised. God wants you to be generous. He wants you to be generous. 888-291-8000, and he wants you to use the gifts that you have given, that he has given you, so that you can spread the gospel, so you can help us spread the gospel. 888-291-8000, 14 lines open, my friends, please call.
Let me just go over the three ways to give real quick. 888-291-1000, the number we've been giving out. There's lots of folks that can take your call, whether it's a large amount or small. They're happy to take the time with you. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your phone or computer. It'll get you there, and it meets the same matches and all of that. You also get to the same place if you just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365.
And I've got a couple of updates here. But first, when you and Chris were talking about how young people say things like crazy, meaning good, and so forth, did you say Utes?
Utes.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Excuse me.
You know what he's referring to?
The Utes.
Yeah. Well, he's referring to my cousin Vinny. Yeah. Utes.
Okay. So, updates. Want to say a special thank you to Beth from Coppell, Texas, who donated $500. That's going to become $1,500 for us. Want to say a thank you to Dick from El Paso, Texas, who gave $1,000. That's going to become $3,000 for us. And also want to say special thank you to Michael from Forest City, North Carolina, who also gave $1,000, which will also become $3,000. That's helping us make progress towards where we need to get this hour. We still, though, need to make about $12,000 in additional pledges. We're 40% of the way there, but we're more than 50% of the way. In fact, heading in towards 60% of the way through the hour. So we are behind. We need to make up another $12,000 in this hour. Please give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And if you've got some Utes at home, let them know that they can call in too.
888-291-8000. Si, one more thing about someone who may want to make a substantial gift to Catholic Answers. If you've been listening to the show for a while and this idea appeals to you, you would like to see more and more people hear the great work of Catholic Answers Live and reach more and more souls with the gospel and the love and mercy of Jesus Christ and the grace of his sacraments, if that's something you desire, but you also say, you know, a gift of $25,000, that's a lot of money. I would like to have some confidence that Catholic Answers is an efficient, well-run organization. Simply tell the person you call, 888-291-8000, I'd like the president, Chris Cech, to give me a buzz and walk me through some numbers, or I would like to see your annual report, or I would like to look at your 990, or whatever it is. We're an open book here. We are an efficiently run organization. I'm proud to say that.
Yes.
And we do a lot with a small amount of money, 888-291-8000, and reach an extraordinary amount of people. If you could write a check for $10,000 and know that over YouTube and the airwaves and all the different and the social media that the work of Catholic Answers was going to be reaching millions of people, you would say that's a bargain.
Pretty good deal.
That is a bargain. 888-291-8000, nine lines open.
Eight lines open. There we go.
Let's get some $1,000 and $5,000 gifts in. 888-291-8000.
While you're dialing, let's let Jimmy answer some questions. We'll go to Buffalo, New York, where Rob is watching on YouTube. Rob, thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yeah, of course. So a friend and I, in a friendly debate, he, as you probably heard my president say, the Pope has willy-nilly made up things throughout the years, ex cathedra, such as Mary being ever virgin, that kind of stuff. And he brought up the challenge question of what would happen in 2026. Oh, of course, but he brought up the question, what would happen in 2026 if the Pope were to try to proclaim something ex cathedra that is clearly against the faith, something outrageous, like Jesus is, you know, not divine, he's just like a Hercules-style son, or even try to undo something as the Mary doctrine. How would that be handled if the Pope were to do something so crazy as to proclaim ex cathedra, this is the new teaching? Is there a contingency for that at all?
Okay, well, the question itself envisions, the way it's being presented, it envisions an impossible situation. It's like saying, what if one day we discovered 2 + 2 = 5? It involves a logical contradiction. When the Pope speaks ex cathedra, that means he's speaking under the protection of infallibility. And two things that are infallible cannot contradict each other. So what could theoretically happen is if the Pope was speaking fallibly, not ex cathedra, but just, you know, let's say he's flying on a plane and there's a bump and he's just gotten a sickness and he's not thinking quite properly, and he accidentally inserts the word not into a sentence, and he meant to say Jesus is God, but he had a slip of the tongue and said Jesus is not God. Well, okay, that's not an infallible declaration. So popes can make mistakes when they are not speaking infallibly, but they cannot make mistakes if they have triggered their infallibility. And so the question is like asking, well, what if Jesus himself came back? And he always speaks infallibly. But what if he came back and said, I'm not actually the Son of God. I'm not actually the Messiah. Well, that could never happen by definition. And Jesus shares his infallibility with the church in limited circumstances, one of which is when the Pope speaks ex cathedra. So the situation is, the question is envisioning a situation that by its definition cannot happen. Now, if something happened that looked like this, well, that would obviously trigger an enormous amount of concern and scrutiny to figure out where the problem was, because something obviously went wrong. This could not be either one of the two infallible statements has to be mistaken. It may have looked infallible, but it wasn't actually. And so there would be enormous attention focused on it to find out which statement was actually not infallible, because it's impossible for the situation to truly arise. It's like skeptics will often point out to Christians, including friends like your Protestant friend, that, oh, this Bible passage looks like it contradicts this other Bible passage. Well, from a Christian point of view, they don't actually contradict each other. It's a question of understanding things more deeply to figure out how they actually harmonize. And the same thing would be true if you had a conflict between two apparent infallible statements of the church. It's equivalent to if you have a contradiction between two passages of the Bible, it can only be apparent. There must be some deeper problem there, and it's just a question of finding it.
And I'm going to say thank you for that question. We'll try to get everybody who's on the line their question answered today, but we do have to do a little bit of fundraising. We're getting close to being 50% of the way through our $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Closer and closer, but we are not there yet. So as both Chris and Jimmy have said...
And we are two-thirds of the way through the hour now.
Just 18 minutes till the top of the hour now. And if we can raise a little more than $10,000, we'll be fully funded for this hour. As I said, if each hour makes its $20,000 goal, we're well on our way to being properly funded for the next 3 months. We just need your help to do it. We are asking for some of those who can make that $1,000, maybe even a $2,000 or $3,000, maybe a $5,000 gift. We still have plenty of match money for those, and so those are matched once with out of that $20,000 match, and then matched again by a generous donor who has said, "Hey, anybody gives $500 or more one time, I'll match it in addition to the original match." So your money's being tripled right now. But we do need some folks to call with $1,000, $2,000, maybe even that $5,000 gift if we're going to make it this hour. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. 10 lines open. So I have a quick question for you. This new book by Robert Grieving, The Apostolate of Courtesy, what do I have to do to get this book?
$50.
$50. My friend.
$50 gift. We'll send you the book.
This is an amazing book. And frankly, I'm kind of surprised that Catholic Answers, in its near 50-year existence, had not already come out with a book along this theme.
Right.
Because courtesy, graciousness, charity, kindness, as Jimmy was saying in an answer to a question in the previous hour, beginning a conversation with finding common ground, I'm not saying the Catholic Answers are the only apologists or evangelizers who do this work so informed by charity, but this is a hallmark of the work that we do, and we hear it from supporters all the time and from people who have come encountered our show, and we hear it about you, Cy Kellett. It's very obvious to me, someone will say to me, that Cy Kellett loves every single caller, as if it's the very first caller, someone said to me, that he's ever taken. 888-291-8000, 10 lines open. So one of the hallmarks of the voice at Catholic Answers is courtesy. It's graciousness. It's charity. Another voice, another hallmark of the voice of Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000, that we do proudly claim is that we are trusted. My
yes.
friends, if you call Catholic Answers Live, or if you go to Catholic.com or avail yourself of the many media in which we are involved, you can have confidence that the answer you're going to get is going to be accurate, it's going to be thorough, and something else, it's going to be accessible. It's going to be easy. Some things may take a little more effort than others, but it is going to be accessible to anyone willing to put the time into it. 888-291-8000. So these three things, accessibility, trustworthiness, charity. These are the hallmarks of the work that Catholic Answers does. And when you support, my friends, seven lines open, 888-291-8000, with your generous gifts, you can be confident that, the work that Catholic Answers does is going to continue because it is suffused with the graces of these three things.
I'll tell you what, Chris, while you were talking, we got down to $8,000 left to go.
And so I should keep talking.
And the phone lines kept ringing while you were talking. What are you, you're bringing the magic today, 888-291-8000. Thanks to Peter in Glen Ullin, North Dakota, $500. That is tripled. 888-291-8000.
I also want to say thank you to Francis from Crosby, North Dakota, who also has given 500. Also, Andrew from Lawrence, New York, he's given 500. And Mary from Fenton, Missouri, who's given 1200.
Thank you, Mary.
Those are all tripled for us. That's helping us make progress towards our goal. We've got a quarter of the hour left. We're 75% of the way through the hour. We're only 60% of the way to our goal, though, so we're still behind. We do need to hear from you. You talked about Chris bringing the magic, and I was fascinated by the linguistic magic he's doing because he's using a phenomenon on the sentence level that I'm familiar with on the word level. It's called an infix, where you insert one thing in the middle of another. Yeah. Like abso-blanking-lutely, only Chris is doing it with phone numbers and number of lines open. And he'll start a sentence and say, "My friends, I just want to let you know, 888-291-8000, that you can help us by calling seven lines
That's
open
how it's done.
Right now if you're able to call."
I'm glad I know what that's called. It's called an infix.
Yeah, and there was some pretty good infixing you were doing there.
That's what the Ute do, infixing.
The Utes.
Utes, they do, only usually with the F word.
We're not going to do that.
I'll tell you what, for a $5,000 gift, we will. No, we will not. I'm only kidding. But I'll tell you what, a $5,000 gift would go a long way because we're under $8,000 now, and we can do this. We can meet the match this hour. That would be two hours in a row where we met the match, where we met the goal to start the pledge drive. That would be wonderful. I'm feeling so excited. I feel like I should just let Jimmy answer another question and let people call. What do you think?
Let's
get another question in here. 888-291-8000, safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you've got a texter, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Back to the phones we go for Jimmy. And Benny is in Austin, Texas. I hope Austin is still weird, Benny. Glad to have you here.
It stays weird, and God loves a cheerful giver. It feels really good. If anybody's on the fence, just do it now.
Benny, God bless you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you, Benny.
So,
look at that, six lines open.
And I wrote this out to make it succinct.
Okay.
So, some cultures and religions utilize hallucinogens or psychedelic drugs in the aid of spiritual communion. I'd like to nuance out the most licit use of it we can conceive as Catholics. How are we to understand the range and types of visions and spiritual experiences that are reported by the participants? Can we reduce all common recorded experiences to chemical similarity? Or is there any spiritual truth to what shamanic religions are reaching for?
Okay, so I guess one thing that I should point out, because if I don't, other people will, is we actually have a psychogenic substance that we use in Christianity, namely wine. But we are not allowed to use wine, which then becomes the blood of Christ. We're not allowed to use it to the point that it has a substantial impact on consciousness. Paul explicitly condemns getting drunk in a Eucharistic context. But some people, you know, who may have some hostility towards the Christian faith will say, well, you use alcoholic wine. Yes, but it A, becomes the blood of Christ, and B, we're not allowed to use it to the point that it has a material effect on consciousness. So just to set that parameter. When it comes to looking at other religions there that do use psychoactive substances and for ritual purposes, I would say that there is truth in every religion. There's also falsehood in every religion other than Christianity. Now, God can use all kinds of things in unexpected ways to bring people to his truth. In fact, even in a Christian context, you know, God sometimes uses the sin of one person to bring that person to faith. So I'm not saying that God could never say, let's say someone takes mescaline and they have a vision of Jesus Christ, and in the vision, Jesus tells them they need to become Christian. Well, I'm not going to say God can't do that. It's up to God what he does. So I'm prepared to say God might use psychedelic experiences to encourage spiritual growth and growth towards spiritual truth. But the question is this a reliable way of doing it? And just like alcohol is, if consumed in amounts that are sufficient to materially affect consciousness, it tends to degrade thinking. The same thing is true of these other substances like mescaline and ayahuasca and things like that. I'm not saying they don't have therapeutic uses, like they might be able to help someone with post-traumatic stress disorder or something. But in terms of religious truth, as part of religious ceremonies, I would say they are unproven. And while they can be, while God could use them to bring someone closer to him, they're very dangerous. They're more likely to be misleading by feeding bad data into the person's decision-making system. And so I plan to do a future Mysterious World about psychedelic experiences, but to me, this has huge warning signs all over it, especially if you're using it for spirit, to try to get spiritual truth. It would be like listening to any random dream you had at night and saying, oh, this preached the gospel to me. Well, God can use your dreams to preach the gospel to you, but most dreams aren't doing that. And in the same way, most psychedelic experiences aren't doing that.
Benny, I'm so grateful for the call. I hope you'll call back and follow that up. I'm not going to do it right now because we have to finish the show raising some money, but what a great question. And that's why we, when you got Jimmy Akin on your team, you're doing pretty good. That was pretty good.
It was a great answer.
That was just fantastic.
I just think about how infrequently I get to listen to the show because, you know, it's during the work day and everything. But every time, you know, every now and then I'm on and like, it's one of these really hit it out of the park questions. Great job, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. 888. I'm going to infix now.
Yeah.
888-291-8000. Folks, we got a ways to go here and not a lot of time left.
888-291-8000. Go ahead. Sorry, Jimmy.
We need $5,600 in the next 8 minutes. And so now's a good time to call. You're not going to miss anything. We don't have time for another question. So please help us out right now. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. Even after the show is off the air, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from anywhere on earth. And you can also text the word Catholic to 24365. So we've got set it up to be really easy for you. There's multiple ways to contact us and help support the show. We currently have 11 people waiting by their phones to take your call, and they're going to stay here at Catholic Answers until the phones stop ringing. So just because we go off the air in a few minutes, that doesn't mean you can't call and help us get to our goal. You can still help us. We just need you to do it.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 10 lines open, my friends. Let's get this down to 5 lines open. 888-291-8000, a special invitation to anyone who's been listening to the show for a while, or maybe you just discovered it and you were moved by it. It's changing your life because this show does change the lives of people. How does it do it? It brings them closer to the truth. It brings them closer to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. 9 lines open. Let's get down to 5 lines open. 888-291-8000. You've just discovered the show. You've known it for a long time, but you've never made a gift. I am extending to you personal invitation from me. All first-time givers, I'm going to write a handwritten thank you note to. Please, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Please call now.
This is some of the best interfixing we've ever had on the show today. So I think that's worth picking up the phone and calling 888-291-8000. I will tell you this, $5,000 does it right now. We are down to $5,000. So a few folks can do a $500, $1,000. Maybe we get that one $5,000 gift. That'll do it. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, a fantastic hour. Thank you.
Thank you. And please, folks, help us get that $20,000 matching money. One person could do it with $5,000. Give us a call now, 888-291-8000.
You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com all night, overnight. You can do that. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. Also, anytime you'd like, day or night, you can do that. But as for the phones, if you call in the next 10 minutes or so, somebody will be there to pick up. And they, as Jimmy said, they will continue to pick up until the calls stop. We're within $5,000 now of being fully funded for this hour. 888-291-8000.